defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now, and I'm really, really looking forward to this show because I'm in a really, really, really good mood. There's, you know, that triage thing going on about what are you going to talk about today? My God, look at all this information. What are we going to sift through? Today's is easy. Today's is easy because ABC News made it easy. So did CNN, by the way, and I'll explain that in just a minute. Before I get cracking here, now we might get a couple surprise phone calls from some folks that have been invited to call in. I won't tease you until I know that they're going to call in. If they call in, great. If they don't, no big deal. We'll bring them back on a subsequent date. But let me start with this. First of all, I'm going to go over some emails with you. The GunBroker.com range bag giveaway that we're doing is scheduled for 1 week from Sunday, or this past Sunday. It's scheduled for the 20th. I may extend that, and I'll tell you why. You won't mind if I do, because our corporate partners are stepping up to the plate. In addition to the Emerson knife being added, that's a $250 tactical folder by Ernie Emerson, though, by the way, that's been added to the already over $140 plus range bag filled with all the stuff, with $140 of stuff in it. Let me rephrase that. The range bag plus the stuff currently in it was valued at about $140 plus the $250 knife. You're looking at a $400 package. Crossbreed Holster has stepped up to the plate and is now adding a CCW package to that. Do you know what that CCW package consists of? It consists of a Crossbreed Super Tuck holster, a concealed carry belt, and a mag carrier. $150 package. The highest quality from our partners over at Crossbreed Holsters. Will we add more? I don't know. Could we? Yes, we could. Do we want to? And all of it sponsored by GunBroker.com. I cannot thank them enough. If you visit my Facebook.com/Armed American Radio Facebook page, like and share that post. You'll see it. 5,000 strong, pumping it out right now. Here's the deal. My webpage will be complete in the very near future. When it is, we will direct these to the webpage. So you'll be able to see a whole lot more. For those of you who do not use social media, I told you before on my emails, really simple. Don't worry about it. Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Every single one of you are getting a response from me. Those that haven't will, and you will be added to that list. I completely appreciate you not using social media. In fact, I'm glad you don't. Mad props to you. But that GunBroker.com range bag giveaway is just exploding. This is now over a $600 package, or close to $600 package. So you might be asking, what are you putting in this giveaway? What are you giving us here? The range bag is valued at about $80. Grilling While Armed, plus the T-shirt, plus the stickers and the goodies in it, puts it well over $130. A bag of Defender Coffee, Rebel Roast, going in there. It's coming from my own stash. And I'm going to sign that bag for you just for kicks. You know, use one of those gray silver markers because the bag of coffee is black. We'll have some fun with that. The signed copy of my book is going in there as well. So that's about a $140 package right there. Right smack there. Probably a little bit more, actually. Probably closer to $150, $155. Ernie Emerson jumped right up to the plate, says, I want to put a knife in. So you got an Emerson tactical folder valued at about, if you look at it online, you'll see it around $249. It's a Commander BT by Emerson Knives. It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, what are the numbers on this thing? Do I have the numbers on this, on the folder? I thought I did. 8¾ overall length. 3¾ closed. I mean, this thing is absolutely beautiful. That makes the blade 5 inches. It's an Emerson knife. And it's going in the bag with you. And then Crossbreed stepped up. I spoke to him yesterday. Hey, we want in on this thing. We want in on the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway. Thank GunBroker, they said, for allowing us the opportunity to get involved. So you're all over it. Could we have more? As I said, yes. Will we? I don't know. Am I looking for? Oh, yeah. So this is a beautiful package and a great giveaway, and I want you to win this thing. We're going to be doing these every month now. And we got more coming. There's so much fun stuff going on with Armed American Radio as we go into the next decade. I can't even begin to tell you. So I got that out of the way for you. I'm excited to tell you that. And I got a correction I got to make from yesterday's program and actually from Sunday's program. Andrew Branca, Law of Self-Defense, huge fan favorite. So glad to have Andrew Branca back on the Monster Cast. We'll bring him to the daytime show from time to time as well. But his number one best-selling book out there, The Law of Self-Defense, is a bestseller. I say number one. It's a bestseller when it comes to this genre. Things you need to know if you carry a firearm. You'd better know them or you could go to prison for a long time. You could be killed. Andrew explains how to make you almost impossible to convict as long as you do everything right in The Law of Self-Defense. And he offered us on Sunday the book for free for Armed American Radio listeners. You got to pay to ship it. We can't expect him to pay for the shipping. But it's dirt cheap. It's a $25 book. What's the shipping cost? Who cares? You pay the small fee to ship the book to you, and you get the book, wealth of information, for nothing. Otherwise, you'd be paying the shipping and the book cost. $25 value on the book. I gave out the wrong code. Here's the way you get to go to it. It is lawofselfdefense.com/AAR. lawofselfdefense.com/AAR. That's where we want you to go. If you don't go there and you err and you make a mistake and you, for whatever reason, don't want to go back, you can use AAR promo code. Now, it has been activated. Those of you who are writing me and telling me I can't get in, we have fixed the issue. I want to apologize. On the weekend show, I mentioned the AAR as a promo code, which did not exist. It was always been lawofselfdefense.com/AAR. That's where we want you to go. You'll get all the information there. If you blow it and you have to use the promo code, go ahead. You get the same discount. I've been informed by Andrew Branca earlier today that that has been corrected, but the site to go is lawofselfdefense.com/AAR. Okay, let me go to a couple of emails. And as always, by the way, any questions for me? mark@armedamericanradio.org. I want to go to a couple of emails today. They're interesting. Yesterday's program drew a lot more email than I thought it would. But I guess that's because we work and everybody can appreciate and understand what I was talking about when it comes to these ERPOs, right? If you were not with us yesterday, briefly, I talked about two incidences in my life that could easily have resulted from people who just don't like you for whatever reason. And I described those two instances, both employee-employer related in my life, where either myself or someone else could easily have used an ERPO, an extreme risk protection order, a red flag law, to go after someone else that we didn't like. And I gave two examples of that. I highly recommend you go back and listen to the podcast from yesterday. The emails are coming in. Jeffrey Smith writes in, and Jeffrey, I correspond with Jeffrey on a fairly regular basis over the years. He's a great guy. He says, Mark, the subject was your trucking job. They withheld your paycheck to get you to quit. They were trying to get you to quit. And then in parentheses, I think you know that. And yes, they would have filed an ERPO on you in a heartbeat. So you would be gone and they could put their buddy in your place, proving how dangerous these laws are because you have no due process. Impeach Gavin Newsom. That's from Dr. Smith. Thanks for the email, Jeffrey. Appreciate it very much. You're absolutely correct about that. That was the whole premise of the program yesterday. I ask, what kind of person? And again, if you're just joining us, there was a couple clowns I used to work with many years ago. I was hired in place of somebody that they thought was going to get the job because I was better than that person. That other person was their boy. They didn't like it. And they began withholding my paychecks. They were in positions of management. We only got paid once a month. The checks came in from the corporate office in Greenville, South Carolina, once a month. We were paid salary once a month. The checks came in by FedEx. These people were there because I was out in the field all day doing my job. And these people were withholding my check and lying to me about it. Sometimes extending the time I got paid out to 5 weeks for no other purpose. Well, you know the purpose, to mess with my head and try to get me to quit. It didn't work. They lost. I won. But nevertheless, the question was, why would people do this? What kind of person would do this? Lots of people would do it if they don't like you and they don't think you should be there. Would those people have turned to an ERPO or could they have? Yeah, there are vindictive people out there. They absolutely could have. They were trying to get me to quit. Imagine if they wanted me out so bad that they would have used an extreme risk protection order or a red flag law against me who had done absolutely nothing wrong. Yeah, it happens. Bill writes in, or no, is it Thomas? Thomas writes in. Mean people at work. I couldn't agree more, Mark, with your show today, meaning yesterday's program. I was up for a promotion at work, and when meeting with the boss, oh, guess what? I'm going to run out of time. So this is a perfect time. Oh, I'll get it. Do I have enough time, Sean, to get it started? Probably not. Okay, here's what we're getting ready to do. That's I'm looking at the clock. Not enough time. I agree with Sean. Here's what we're going to do. When we come back, I'm going to read this email, and then we may get a call. We may not. If we don't, no big deal. I've got a lot of really fun stuff to cover with you today that I couldn't get at yesterday. And you know my disdain for the mainstream media. I hate them. I hate them. I've outed them. I've studied them for years, and I've been right every single time. And ABC just threw me a bone yesterday like nobody's business. They threw all of us a bone. They threw America a bone. But in the context of the fact that we talk about it here and expose them on a regular basis, talk about being vindicated, I'll explain what I mean when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. But first, we'll knock out another email. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins again in segment two. We always do. We always do. I'm not going to tell you right this second to patronize the sponsors of the program because you already know that. The amount of email that I'm getting is huge. Here's what I will tell you. In the very near future, I will be able to drive you to a really cool place where you will see things from our corporate partners only available to you, period, specifically for Armed American Radio, and it's going to be awesome. And, you know, well, see, I don't want to give the thing away, but I just ordered some product today that you're going to love, little stuff that's logoed that you're just going to love, little fun stuff that we've wanted to get out for a long time. That's coming. I've got some... I have some attire coming that if it meets muster, I'm going to make available to you as well. So just lots of fun stuff happening, lots of good stuff. We're in a great mood today. We're in a really good place. Okay. Yes, support our sponsors, of course. All of them, everyone that you hear here, do. They're supporting you, believe me. Mean people at work, Thomas writes in, I couldn't agree more, Mark, with your show today, meeting yesterday. I was up for a promotion at work, and when meeting with the boss, she informed me that she wasn't promoting me because... And then in parentheses, he puts, many people came to her with concerns. Funny, though, through all the performance reviews I had previously, not a word mentioned about any of those quote-unquote concerns, which were brought up. And these were my, quote, good union brothers, too, unquote. Stab you in the back if they don't want you promoted because you don't fit in their social circle. That tells me something, and I'm going to make a prediction here, and I know I'm going to get a response from you, Thomas, if I'm correct, but I've played in that ballpark in that arena, too. I'll tell you that in a second. Don't forget that social circle. That's huge. Unfortunately, where I work, doing a good job has nothing to do with it. Kissing rear end, satellite radio moment word, you got the visual, has everything to do with it, especially with liberal management. It seems like this has gotten so much worse in the last 10 years. Love the show and can't wait to see the new site. Neither can I, brother. Neither can I. I can't wait to bring it to you. Let's go back to that email, dig a little deeper there, because he makes a great point. And you may find yourself in this situation at work. Lots of us do. Lots of us do. Now, he mentioned the union here and not fitting in their social circle, which tells me, and I'm going to guess, and Thomas, you're probably going to tell me if I'm right or wrong, but even if I'm wrong, there are people in this situation, I worked with many people in this situation, who were required to be union. When I was working for St. Johnsbury Trucking Company, every driver was a Teamster. And boy, I'll tell you what, those Teamsters are tough nuts to work with up in that Philly environment, especially for somebody like me in management, who was required to handle some of those meetings. In fact, I had meetings telling those people that, hey, unless you take this wage concession from the company, this company's going to close. I ran that meeting, and I was in my mid-20s, late-20s at that time, and I didn't care. I knew I was going to be going down to Florida, and I knew I was going to have another job. These guys didn't. I was friends with a number of them. Some of them hated management. Some of them were Teamsters because they had to be and hated the Teamsters. They didn't like giving up money out of their paycheck and paying union dues, but they were forced to. And in a situation like that, that can get really volatile very quickly, and ERPO, especially when you're dealing with people in that union down there that weren't real friendly, that could have made a really ugly thing for you. That could be, oh, that could have just ruined your life. But I'm going to guess, Thomas, that you didn't fit into their, when you say don't fit into their social circles, that you might not have agreed with some of the things the union did, but maybe were required to be union. Whether I'm right or wrong, that happens to a lot of people. And I certainly feel you. I know people who fell into that and who got stung by that. In case you're interested, the meeting that I had when I told them that the company was looking for a 12% wage cut, the union came back and said they would give up 9%, and St. Johnsbury stuck true to their word. St. Johnsbury hasn't been in business since because it wasn't enough. Many of those union workers went right back down to the bottom of the totem pole because of seniority, and those guys that had been driving trucks and making pretty good money and putting kids through school and had boats that I fished on with a couple of them lost everything. And wound up driving a forklift and had to go back because of union seniority, because the union overall voted down that wage cut. Now, if they find out that you voted for the wage cut, imagine how miserable some of those guys would have made your life. I'm not knocking unions. It's not what this show is about. I'm simply telling you that that causes disgruntled employees and in California now, and if they export this to you, an employee, a coworker who might hate your guts now has the ability to rat you out for no other reason than the fact they don't like you. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to see to it he gets his guns taken away. He's a huge hunter. I know he loves to hunt. And it's about deer season, and I found out the way he voted. Boom, you're done, pal. Oh, and then he makes a complaint. Nah, this guy, we had a union vote going on. This guy was making complaints that we're worried about him. He's got a lot of guns. We don't think he should have them. Next thing you know, a judge orders his guns taken away, and he has no idea why. Don't think that happens in the real world? You better get your head out of your sandbox. I'm telling you what, and I'll tell you why. Let me see. Do I have another email here I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I'm only going to mention this is Bill. This is from Bill. Mark, I'm so frustrated having spent the weekend with my sister and her husband. Though I love her to death, my sister makes my head almost explode with her hoplophobia. Irrational fear of guns is what that means to all of you who don't know that. She accused me of being paranoid because I have a CCW and carry everywhere. There was a possibility I would have to temporarily move in with them in their home in the People's Democratic Socialist Republic of Illinois, and she categorically forbade me to bring any of my guns with me. Theirs is a gun-free home, and her and my brother-in-law intend to keep it that way. Fortunately, they've helped me find a new apartment here in Wisconsin, so I won't have to move into their gun-free home. I appreciate all the help they've given me. I'm freshly re-enraged at the vile, putrid, commie-loving mainstream media for brainwashing them into supporting citizen disarmament. She said she doesn't feel the need for a gun because she isn't paranoid like me. Oy vey. Well, then again, Mark, thank you again for all you do. I'm reminded again that trying to reason with anti-gunners is like trying to teach a pig to sing. It just wastes your time and annoys the pig. Bill, you're absolutely correct about that, 100%. Understand a couple things, this dynamic in play here that you faced in your personal life. Your sister and your brother-in-law have every right to keep you out of their house if they don't want to. Now, somebody's going to say, yeah, but you violate Costco's. Their house ain't open to the public. Okay? Costco is open to the public. If I want to conceal my gun in Costco and not break the law, I'm going to do it. Their policy be damned. As far as I'm concerned, they're violating my civil rights. I don't live in Costco. I'm not going there to get under somebody's roof and eat their food. All right, I'll argue that with you all day long. But if I don't like green pickup trucks and I'm having a party and I don't want a green pickup truck parked in my lot because it's my property, you ain't getting in. Simple as that. And I use that as an example. So your sister and brother-in-law have every right to live in a gun-free home. I'd suggest you have them put a sign up out in the front yard and see what they feel about that. This is a gun-free home. Have them do that if they're so into the gun-free lifestyle. Have them do that. See how they feel about that.
Well, no, we don't want to advertise that we're gun-free.
Why? You could go right down that road and checkmate them pretty easy. But the fact of the matter is, he goes right back into the media because where do people get their ideas? Where do they form their opinions from in modern society? They get it from the media. I guarantee I can tell you right now what websites they're going to, what fake news programs they're going to, and they're all fake, every one of them. I turned off Fox News this morning. I can't watch it. I go about 5 minutes. There's a couple visuals on there I like to watch given the news. Hey, that's the way I am. I'm a man. So what? And then I turn it off. Bye. I don't need to hear you repeat these stories. Opinions aren't news. We're going to come back after this break. You know what? I think I'm going to go on a roll. Don't go away. We'll be back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Let me tell you a little bit real quick of that GunBroker.com range bag giveaway. Giveaway is getting really, really big. And I want to let you know real quick, I've shut the phone lines down because I have too much to tell you right now today. I'm going to bring some guests in later in the week. Ernie Emerson is going to be coming in. I'm going to be interviewing Brad Primo from Lead Slingers. We got a lot of stuff. Dave Workman's jumping back in. I've got a huge lineup coming up for you over the course of the next few days. We'll also go back to the gun writer, Lee Williams. He's a regular staple on the program, and more. Diana Muller is going to be coming in just a little bit. In fact, she was supposed to be here today, but she chose to fly American Airlines, who's never on time. And, hey, they're not sponsoring me. What do I care? The truth hurts sometimes. Zing, pow, right? The GunBroker.com range bag giveaway, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. This thing's up to about $600 now, and it might grow. In that range bag giveaway, you're going to get the range bag itself, some goodies, the T-shirt, koozies, a koozie, stickers, patch pins, I think, stuff like that's in there. You're getting my bag, one of my personal stash bags of Defender Coffee Rebel Roast. I'm going to sign that for you. You're getting a signed copy by me of my latest book, Grilling While Armed. You're going to love the book. It's off the chain good. The reviews are huge. Ernie Emerson, man, talk about stepping up. Emerson says, man, I'm going to put a knife in that bad boy for you. Tell GunBroker thank you for the giveaway. Can I put a knife in? Ask him. Of course, yes, you can. A roughly $250 Commander BT, 3 3/4 inches closed with a 5-inch blade.
8¾ inches overall. It's an Emerson knife, tactical folder. Once you get the thing in your hand, you'll never go to any other knife ever again. They're gorgeous. That's going in the bag. And Crossbreed Holster says, wait, don't leave me out, man. No way I went in. Let's put a CCW pack in, holster, belt, and mag carrier. Now, that I can't put that in the bag when the bag ships. But what I will do for you if you win, if you are lucky enough to win, you'll notify me what gun, waist size, okay? And I'll order that for you, and then when I get it, I'll ship you the bag. Unless you're impatient, you want to get the rest, I'd prefer to put it all together, but it's up to you. I understand. I'd be chomping at the bit, too. So we'll do whatever you want to do for the winner. And who knows what might go in there next? I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. We'll see. You never know. Great stuff. Gunbroker.com. Support them and all of our sponsors. I'm going to play something for you now because I can't stand the press. I hate them. And in the last segment, I was asking you a completely legitimate question. Where did Bill's relatives get the information that they don't like what they don't like? Where do they form their opinions? They form it from watching this stuff, reading this stuff, and hearing it. That's where it comes from. And in today's day and age, you don't get the truth anymore. It's all fake. It's ridiculous how bad it is. So you go somewhere and you choose to listen to somebody give you their opinions that are in line with yours. Hence, if you're a socialist communist, you go over to MSDNC and CNN. It's that simple. If you want to go there because you can't stand Donald Trump, maybe there have been too many jobs created, maybe his protections of the Second Amendment or promises to do so, and maybe the Supreme Court justices that he's put in that will hopefully do that bother you and enrage you. Maybe facts don't fit real good. Maybe some of those good things going on. Maybe the lowest black unemployment in the history of this country, in the history of this nation. Maybe that's not good enough for you. Maybe the highest Hispanic level of employment in the history of this country isn't good enough for you. Maybe those things bother you. So if that bothers you, you go over to CNN and MSDNC and ABC and NBC and CBS, and you get lied to, and maybe that's what you want to hear. You caught that, right? Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I don't want to hear the truth. I'm going to go over here and get lied to. So if that's what you believe, if you think Adam Schiff, if you think this guy's legit, then that's where you go. If you think Nancy Pelosi is the future of you, look at her. If you can't see, if you think Chuck Schumer, see, it's so easy to go down that road. If you're a gun grabber, you go to any of those places. And that's where you get your quote unquote news, because the opinion over there agrees with yours. So that's where they get this stuff. So take a listen to this from ABC News. This will enrage you. And I can't wait to play some of it for you. So let's see what we got. I'm pretty sure I can get this out of here now. Can I play this for you? It's about we'll just call it the slaughter in Syria. Take a listen.
Situation rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Syria. 1 week since President Trump ordered U.S. forces out of that region, effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against ISIS. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies. A reporter, take a look at this live streaming video. When a convoy is hit by a Turkish airstrike, President Trump ordering about 1,000 U.S. troops to withdraw from North.
You see, there's only one problem with all that destruction that you heard. But you could hear, before I go to that, many of you already know where I'm going with this because you've probably seen or read the report. Many of you have not. That's why you listen here, because you don't get this on a lot of other places. ABC's ridiculous lame excuse for what they did isn't worthy of the words in the paper that it's on, or the airwaves, or the bandwidth that it takes up. But here's what happened. You heard, I want you this, I'm not going to go back and play it, but you heard the zeal with which David Muir, is that how you pronounce his name? Muir, David Muir at ABC. You heard the zeal with which he attacked Donald Trump, abandoning the Kurds. He went right after him. That was the intent of it. That was why they played it, so that they could attack Donald Trump. And then you heard the explosions. And if you were watching, you saw the explosions, and it was terrible, and you saw hundreds of tracer rounds heading down range. Oh, wait, that's the operative word, range. Because the video ABC played was from the Knob Creek annual machine gun shoot that happens lawfully at Knob Creek Range every single year. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed. And they've got video of it to prove it. So Knob Creek night shoot, which is what that was from, was footage that ABC tried to pass off. Now, did ABC make a mistake? If ABC made a mistake and didn't verify where their footage came from, they're completely incompetent, which we already know is true. or they didn't make a mistake and just got busted. But who would do such a thing? Could it be that people at the highest levels of ABC News knew? They'll deny it all day long. Because here's their correction that came out on Good Morning America yesterday. We've taken down video that aired on World News Tonight Sunday and Good Morning America Monday this morning that appeared to be from the Syrian border immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy. ABC News regrets the error. How's that for an excuse? That appears to be from the Syrian border. It doesn't appear to be from the Syrian border. It appears to be from the Knob Creek Range, not the Syrian border. But they didn't explain that, did they? They didn't tell you that it was from a wildly popular annual machine gun night shoot held at the Knob Creek Range in Kentucky. They didn't tell you that, did they? We don't want to show the crowd that was there to watch that. We just want to say it appeared to be from the Syrian border. It did nothing of the sort. No way. Nobody at CNN or ABC, I just tipped my hat, by the way, where I'm going next. Nobody at ABC would do that. So they're either incompetent and need to be fired, or they're busted and need to be fired. And if you're still watching this stuff, how much of this have they gotten away with? When it comes to gun owners, they get away with it every single story they do because they leave out, through a lie of omission, the facts. Here's one for you from CBS. Well, hey, Ed Stack, you talk about those $5 million worth of parts that you destroyed and cost your company $250 million, $250 million, and you said that was about. It's more than that. We know that, and it's going to get worse as they continue to realize that gun owners are never going to patronize that store ever again for anything, not just guns. So that loss is going to continue to grow. Well, you don't want, if it saves one life, well, sir, how many of your guns that were purchased from your stores have saved lives? You didn't hear CBS ask that question, did you? Because here's where you pin him right to the ground. Here's when you go right down, you pin him, and then you tell him with the microphone, you say, dude, stay down, stay down. Don't get up. Don't get up. Okay, you're pinned. Checkmate. You're down. Stay down. Save yourself. I gotta stop because of the clock. I'll tell you how to do that when we come back. It's really simple to do. Do you know that over 400,000 people, even on the low estimate, have used firearms to save their lives? Any possibility that one life was saved by someone who bought a gun at your store? Stay down. Stay down. Don't get up. You're a loser. Back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues now. I got on a roll back there. I'll leave it at that. Checkmated Smith, it's Ed Stack, excuse me. It's easy to do. Way easy to do. Boom. Stay on the mat, Ed. You can't get up. You're going to get kicked in the groin if you try to get up. It's going to hurt, dude. You're going to double over.
If it saves one life, wouldn't that $250 million loss have been worth it?
Well, how about the multitude? How many people have ever used a gun that you bought? See, stay down, dude. It's too easy. It's too easy. Eat more Wheaties. Eat more Wheaties. Back to ABC. Oh, before I go to CNN, which I'm going to pivot to next here, ammoland.com/AAR, ammoland.com/AAR. David Kodria wrote a great piece, slamming a Media Matters hit piece on me. Media Matters put a hit piece out on me just the other day about my conversation that you listened to with David Kodria and myself last week. You heard David and I talking about my going to Costco and to Sam's Club and carrying my gun. We had a lengthy discussion about it. Media Matters pick and chooses what they want to put out of context. They forget. They play a 2.5-minute clip, and then they quote me, and they start the piece off with prominent. What was the title? Oh, I should get this. I got to get this because the title was absolutely spot on. I mean, absolutely spot on. The Media Matters piece. You got to love this. The only thing that was right about it, in fact, was the title from Media Matters. So hold on, let me get you that exact title. Prominent pro-gun radio host promotes the dangerous practice of openly carrying firearms where they are explicitly not allowed. That's right, because it's not against the law for me to walk into Publix or Costco or Kroger or Sam's Club or Walgreens or CVS or any place else or Starbucks lawfully carrying my sidearm. And that's what I said. They changed my word lawfully to laughing about it. Now, I did say at one point laughing. You have to go and read the piece. You can get all this at ammoland.com. Just sign up for it. ammoland.com/AAR. And you'll get all of these in your mail inbox, and you'll be a step ahead of everybody else. And I guarantee you, Bill, you'll be a step ahead of your sister, too, and your brother-in-law, okay? While they're being force-fed this crap from David Meeker. Muir from ABC. You got the facts. AmmoLand.com/AAR. David's piece is up on AmmoLand, and it's titled Media Matters Gins Up Phony Outrage Over Radio Host Carrying Gun at Costco. Not only did they misquote me in print, but they have the clip up there that you can listen to that shows they misquoted me. Because I guess they believe not enough people will listen to the quote and then look down at what they wrote and go, wait, that's not what he said. Okay? So fun stuff. AmmoLand.com/AAR and get all this stuff. Now, let's pivot over to CNN real quick. CNN insider blows whistle on network president Jeff Zucker's personal vendetta against POTUS. That's president of the United States. Wait a minute. I asked you in the earlier segment, could ABC have possibly put that phony footage up and then issue that phony apology, correction, whatever you want to call it, that appeared to show, it didn't appear to show Syria, it appeared to show Kentucky, USA, at a Knob Creek, because the videos we've had, we've got, I don't know how much video we have of Kentucky at the Knob Creek Range. That's been going on for 20 plus years. Families from all over the country go to participate at that. I've never been at it, but I've been invited to broadcast from it many times and have never been able to make it. I need to change that. Need to get out there and participate in that. That American activity of firing guns lawfully at a gun range. Everything there was legal. It did not appear to be Syria. So David Muir and whoever the rest of them didn't correct. They ran it on Good Morning America the next day. Then they corrected it with that phony. Could somebody at ABC have known? Oh, I don't know. Apparently at CNN, network president Jeff Zucker, the guy pulling all the strings on the puppets down there, certainly knows when he's telling his people, forget these stories, forget these stories, forget these stories. I want you to focus on impeachment, period. And then you've got a whistleblower inside CNN. And a floor director named Hiron Gonzalez who says, we created this monster, media created the Trump monster, and it's all been exposed. Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN, absolutely 100% busted. Driving an agenda at CNN. That's not a shock. We know what CNN does. We do know that. We absolutely do know that. But when we get it confirmed, it just feels oh so good. It just oh, it's so relaxing. It's like, oh, I wish I could take the day off today. I really do. Because being right all the time is tough, man. It's tough. It is. It's tough sometimes. I know. The ABC News piece was just absolutely beautiful. I mean, talk about handing it to you on a platter. Good heavens. Now, my good friend, Dave Workman, your good friend, Dave Workman, the Dave Workman that is my mom's favorite guest on the show. My mom's loved listening to Dave for years. He's wonderful. New York Times does gun owners an unintended favor. And by the way, Dave Workman writes for AmmoLand. So if you go to AmmoLand.com/AAR and sign up, you're going to get this stuff well in advance of everybody else. You don't have to seek it out. It's going to come to you. Okay? And it's fun to get. New York Times does gun owners an unintended favor. What Dave Workman is talking about is the unintentional favor for Second Amendment activists by detailing the gun control positions of Democrat candidates now running to become the next president. And I'm quoting, it might serve as a proverbial wake-up call to lethargic gun owners as the 2020 campaign season looms large on the horizon. And it will. And it will. In a nutshell, every time somebody like Cory Booker or Beto O'Rourke, who still can't get over 2%, or Kamala Harris, or any of them, run their mouths and get this press. And the New York Times puts out a piece. We surveyed the 2020 Democrats on gun control. Here are the new dividing lines. The Democratic presidential candidates agree on many gun control measures, like an assault weapons ban. But they're split on other ideas, like a federal gun registry. And they go on and on and on to talk about the newly emboldened Democrats, which is socialist. Read that as socialist. That's what they are here. I was calling, you can go back 10 years ago and hear me call Barack Obama a socialist when he was first elected, right out of the box. When this show began, Barack Obama wasn't president for 3 months. He's a socialist. He was a socialist then, and he's a socialist now. And so are the rest of these clown posse on the left. Every single one of them. And they all want to take your guns away, and the New York Times just laid it bare. We've been laying it bare here for over a decade. But when the New York Times does it, Dave Workman picks up on it and says, man, you got, because this is the way our minds think. Look at this. They're just handing this stuff to us. Somebody inside Bloomberg's campaign, I know Bloomberg, there's a hint that he might run too. We'll talk about that latter part of the week. That's a gimme hand me as well. Don't be surprised if he doesn't. Don't be surprised. But more on that later. We'll hold on to that as that story develops. But when a place like the New York Times does this, you'd think Bloomberg's organization and money would go, get this over to the editors over at the New York Times and tell them to shut the hell up. All right? Tell them to shut up. Shut up already. My God. Get it through your thick heads. But they don't do that. And that's music to my ears. Because yet again, it proves me right time after time after time. Episode after episode after episode, well over 550 episodes on the Sunday program, and 4 or 5 years, I've lost count, into this show. Every single time it proves me right. That means it proves you right, and everybody else out there who's been talking about this and using this platform here and this microphone to do so. It's a joke. Former Vice President Joseph Biden calling for a ban on all online sales of guns. You know, the same ones that have to go through a dealer when you buy the gun. Because when you buy a gun online, if you use GunBroker, for example, to facilitate the transaction, it has to go to a dealer and you have to get a background check. Joe Biden don't know his satellite radio moment word from his satellite radio moment word. And New York Times just prints this stuff with wild, reckless abandon. No fact checkers over there? I don't know. Here's the deal. Unfortunately, this program ends today. You can tell I've been drinking Defender Coffee. If not, I was. You can too. DefenderCoffee.com. I'm going to get up and expose them all again tomorrow. I'll see you on the radio.